healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us want to live to really reach optimum levels of health and wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the shows each week that I do. My guest this week, who I'm going to be talking to in a little bit, is Anitra Fraser. Anitra is the author of The Natural Cat. It's a comprehensive guide for holistic caregivers. She's executive director of Anitra's Natural Cat and Anitra's Natural Pet Products. She's been looking for 35 years at how you care for cats. She's been studying them. She's been learning from the cats how you can best take care of them in a holistic manner. We're going to be talking to Anitra about things you can do with your cats to really give them optimum health and wellness for them. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a concern or an issue area that you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I want to talk about is recently the New York Times published an article applauding the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, for regulating antibiotic use on livestock in an attempt to curb the increased bacterial resistance to common antimicrobial drugs used to treat a host of human illnesses. So the bacteria are becoming drug resistant, and that's become a real issue. So they were saying, good, you're regulating it. However, there was a different article the week before in The Guardian, published in the United Kingdom, reporting that during the holiday season over the Christmas time, while no one was paying attention, the FDA quietly scaled back its regulations on controlling antibiotics in animal feed. Turns out the Guardian article was correct. The FDA's decision was to regulate one class of antibiotics only, which constitutes a mere 0.3% of antibiotics used in animal feed. They basically said for the other 99.7%, okay, you folks out there, you industry, you go regulate yourself, you go do the right thing for yourself. We're not going to regulate antibiotics. This is absurd. Beyond absurd, it is totally dangerous. We're talking about lifting all the regulations on antibiotics that they can do. The farmers, the people producing meat can do whatever they want. And if you thought antibiotic resistance was an issue, just wait. You haven't seen anything yet. Contact your congressman, write the FDA, tell them they got to get back in the regulation business. We've seen what happens when you deregulate so completely that there's nobody home, and that was the financial crisis that we've been suffering through. You eliminate regulations, it's called, there are plenty of folks out there that are going to say, my, nothing's stopping me from doing whatever the heck I want to do, to heck with everybody else. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitz.com. teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also put out a monthly e-newsletter that's health, nutrition, wellness oriented as well. It has different things in it many times from what I talked to you about on Healthy Alternatives. For that, go to teplitz.com. You'll see the About Home button. You'll get a drop-down, and you'll be able to sign up for the free monthly e-newsletter. Also at the top of Healthy Alternatives on the website, you'll see a button that says Jerry Recommends. Those are services, people that I recommend that you might want to take a close look at because of the quality of what they provide. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest discoveries, the latest information about healthier alternatives you could use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk to you about is the newest weapon against malaria. It's a weapon that actually comes from the guts of mosquitoes. John Hopkins University microbiologist George Dimpalopoulos, he discovered there's a certain type of bacteria called Enterobacter that lives inside some Zambian mosquitoes. And what it does, it makes the insects resistant to the parasite that causes malaria. What this researcher did is he put these two microbes, this parasite and this Enterobacter, in a petri dish. So they were facing off against each other. And this gut bacteria almost totally prevented the parasite from growing. So mosquitoes that sucked up both the bacteria and the parasite weren't able to transmit malaria. What he theorizes is, and what he found, is the bacteria seems to unleash a torrent of unstable oxygen molecules that inhibit the parasite from developing. So here's the idea. In the field, feed mosquitoes an artificial nectar supplemented with the bacterium. What he said was it would be like producing a probiotic for the mosquito, and they only need to ingest a small amount of this bacteria to actually become resistant to malaria. So you're talking about helping stop mosquitoes from spreading the disease to some 250 million people worldwide who get it each year. This is quite a healthy breakthrough. Before I bring on my guest, Anitra Fraser, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Anitra Fraser. She is the author of The Natural Cat, A Comprehensive Guide for Holistic Caregivers. She's executive director of Anitra's Natural Cat, and she's spent 35 years researching, studying, practicing, and learning from the cats that she works with as to really how to look at working with them in a much a more holistic type of a way. And in 1975, when she actually started doing this, there weren't a lot of veterinarians who were doing that kind of approach. They were really just saying cats were just kind of difficult dogs. And they'd say, well, we've always done it this way. And she found a better way that we're going to explore today on Healthy Alternatives. So Anitra, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I'm happy to be here.
So give us how you got into the notion of, you know, I assume you had a cat or cats initially. And so what started prompting you to explore back in the 70s another way?
Well, I started out a veterinarian that was sort of inclined toward holistic practice, started me grooming cats in their own homes, because that way we wouldn't have to use anesthetic, and so many of them had bad reactions to anesthetic. But I would go in, I could take my time, they were in their own territory, and the owner was right there. And of course, because it took like half hour to an hour or 2 hours, the owners would ask me questions, and because I was into holistic health for myself, I would answer their questions in a holistic way. But I would say, let me check this out with the vet. Is it okay to give a cat, say, some wheat bran if they have a hard stool? Is it okay to add yeast to the diet if there's some problem with dandruff and that sort of thing? And as I went back to the vet and asked him, he'd say, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked these questions.
That you were stuck.
So I was stuck. I had to go do it for myself piece by piece and reach out. And I was fortunate to meet Dr. Richard Pitcairn. That was right after we wrote the first Natural Cat, this little 200-page version, the first version that came out. He wrote the foreword, and I stayed with him and studied under him. I studied nutrition and some homeopathy and herbs and so on. So I was just very, very fortunate to run into him.
Great. And so how have you taken the work to this point in terms of getting it out, growing it, learning more about what you need to do with cats?
I just kept stumbling upon areas where it's nobody's field. Nobody's doing this. If I found something and somebody said, oh, there's an expert and he's very good, and I check it out and it was true, like homeopathy. I've not studied homeopathy much at all. I didn't have to because there's people already doing it. But once the book came out, then besides grooming, there was the nutritional consultation. There was a lot of nursing care techniques that people reached out and wanted. And it grew from being a bicycle house call practice to a national practice over the telephone. I've got lots and lots of telephone clients who I've never met face to face. And then when the book went to England, then it sort of spread out all over Europe. And I had people in Germany and in the Near East. I've had some people in the Near East and, of course, England. The book spread it out. And then what I had to do spread out according to, is anybody doing this? If not, let me try. And it was just, it sort of grew organically, I think.
Well, seeing as it's holistic, that makes sense that it grew organically as well. So yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So let's talk, by the way, for listeners, I have a definite interest in this show because I have 3 Bengal cats. So this is asking not just for you folks, it's asking for me too. So you're not overly fond of most commercial foods that are out there. Can you explain why you find them to be undesirable?
Well, cat food, dog food is a big business. It's very, very profitable. And the people at the head of the companies, they have stockholders to please, and they are legally bound to make decisions not according to what's great for the cats, but according to what's going to make money for the stockholders. And the rules are very, very, very lax. I used to say to people, read the labels, read the labels. Well, I don't say that anymore because I know now there are so many euphemisms used. There are so many loopholes used. There's a book out called Protect Your Pets that the whole book is on what really goes on in the pet food industry. And it's quite hair-raising.
Anitra, can you give us an example of one of the things that you found on a label that's not more of a euphemism or whatever you said?
Yeah, a euphemism. Well, if you're reading the label and you see the word meat, does your hair stand on end? Do you gasp? No. It's meat. Of course it's meat. but it didn't say chicken, it didn't say beef, so it can be anything. And some, do you really want me to tell you some of the things that it is in a lot of foods?
Yes, the answer is yes. Listeners need to know.
Okay, roadkill, dead bodies of cats, dogs, little raccoons, etc. That can be put in there. That's meat. How about the dolphins that get caught in the tuna nets? Dolphins are mammals, and they can profit. They don't have to let them loose and let them go. They can profit from those dolphins and sell them to the pet food industry. An example of where the loopholes are, there's a chemical called ethoxyquin that was invented by Monsanto as a rubber stabilizer. They found they could use it as a weed killer. Sometimes along the highways, it looks like the weeds are all burned. It's been sprayed with ethoxyquin. Mm-hmm. And it preserves fat. It's carcinogenic. They couldn't use it in human food. They did use it in pet food, and they listed it on the label. And it was found that it was causing cancer, the whole alimentary canal, all the way from the mouth out through the end. And the bitches were throwing dead puppies and so on. So there's a huge clamor raised within the industry of people who were breeders and so. And they took it to the government and said, please, please, veterinarians were telling the government, please don't let them put this in pet food. It's deadly. But the pet food industry was so powerful, had such a big lobby, that instead of them barring ethoxyquin, because it's nice and cheap and it really works good as far as preserving, they changed the wording in the law. The wording used to say, if there is ethoxyquin in the food, you've got to put it on the label. They took out the words, if there is, and changed it to, if you put. So they could still use ethoxyquin as long as they themselves didn't put it in. They bought the fat with the ethoxyquin already in it.
Cool.
Then they weren't the ones who put the ethoxyquin in, and they didn't have to list it on the label, and nobody would know. There's some of the things that I just don't even, well, all right.
We can hold on that side. Let's go to the other side now. And where should we be looking in terms of what are good foods for cats to have that will help optimize their health?
Yeah. Well, of course, let me tell you, the very best is make it yourself. Not just my book, but most holistic books have nice recipes in them. My recipe, I'm very proud of the recipe I have, especially that's for cats, because now we're in our fourth edition. The Natural Cat is in its fourth edition. And in this edition, we have simplified the recipe down so simple, so quick, several different choices of ways you can do it. And that way you can use raw meat, which is the very top best possible food to feed either a cat or a dog.
Wait. You just used the word meat.
Yes.
Which type of meat is it?
You have your choice. But see, you buy the meat. You're not buying a can where it says meat.
No.
You would buy meat the way you buy meat for yourself. You might choose turkey or chicken or sirloin or chuck. There's places you can get rabbit and exotic things like that. You choose the meat. Then you know it's not roadkill because you chose it. You bought it.
And so what else?
Second best would be a really terrific canned food. So you want the least processed food possible. So if it's not raw, then let's go to canned. The best canned food that I have found, it's been so for years, is Pet Guard. They're great. Everything is very, very pure. They stick in things that are organic, and they don't even take credit for it being organic, because you can't call the can organic unless 90% of everything in there is organic. Then they have some of their cans are organic. They are really organic. Wysong isn't bad, or it wasn't, and you always have to look out for companies that have been sold. Some companies have been sold two or three times, because a company is sold, person buys a company up, because they say, look, I can make this company profitable. I'll just cut down the quality and raise the price a teeny bit, and it'll start being profitable. So in the beginning, people sometimes go into making a company and they're very idealistic, and then it doesn't work. So if a company's been sold, be careful of that. Those are the two that I stick to because I know that everything is pure.
So before we continue, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthier Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest, Anitra Fraser, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So my guest today is Anitra Fraser. She's executive director of Anitra's Natural Cat. She's author of the book, The Natural Cat, A Comprehensive Guide for Holistic Caregivers, which I believe in its fourth edition. She's been a keynote speaker at the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. Her background is unique. She's been an actress, singer, dancer on Broadway and national tours. She's been a yoga teacher for 39 years. And for 35 years, she's been studying, researching, and helping our understanding how to work and help our cats in reaching optimum levels of health. So Anitra, I've got a question for you because you were talking about foods. What about, since cats use litter boxes primarily, is there stuff people need to know about in terms of what they're using in a litter box?
Sure. I have a litter chapter in The Natural Cat, and there's a chart there where it's broken down into categories like how dusty is it, does it really deodorize, does it clump. The one that I use is called World's Best Cat Litter, and it's made from the corn plant, so that even if, say, you have a litter of kittens training to the litter box, sometimes they swallow some of it. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. And it does clump really well. There are other litters that are perfectly harmless and they work fairly well. Maybe they don't deodorize as well. Maybe they don't clump as well, but they're safe. That's my main thing. What's not safe are a lot of these new clumping litters. That's why I love World's Best, because it does clump and yet it's safe. But the ones that are clumping clay, they tend to, if they stick to the little hairs on the feet, you know the cat's going to lick them off and swallow them. Well, it tends to stick to the stomach lining, stick to the intestinal lining, and it doesn't come out very well. And it can cause really serious physical problems, especially in it has been known to kill kittens, that they swallow it and they can't get it out. It never comes out, and the kittens die. So I stick to the safer clumping litters.
Is there another one besides one or two besides World's Best cat litter that you would recommend also, just in case people can't find that one?
Well, the old fashioned clay litter. I used that for many, 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 many years. And there's specific directions for how to get the most out of that in my book, but it's cheaper. It's really cheap. And as long as you avoid the ones that have green speckles in it that says, oh, it's super deodorizing, if it's just plain clay, if you go for the cheapest possible, that's actually, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. You just don't have the convenience of it clumps and you can flush it away safely. yesterday's news is made out of newspaper. It's safe. Sweet Scoop, S-W-H-E-A-T, is made out of wheat. It doesn't clump very well. It doesn't deodorize very well, but it's safe. It's perfectly safe. That's about it.
Okay. Now, cats are known as fussy eaters, and you're talking about switching their diet to a meat diet that you prepare yourself. So how do you get them to switch over from the food that they quote-unquote like now to what you're wanting to eat because it's healthier?
Well, you know what? It's such a good question, and you practically answered it when you asked it. You got to know where you're starting from. So really take stock. What are his favorite flavors? What are his favorite textures? And then you gradually switch over. Say, like, he's a dry food cat who likes fish flavor. Well, I would start introducing, say, ground sirloin. You use ground meat in as your main ingredient. And say, I want him to eat ground sirloin. I would mix in some harmless fish of some sort. Like, I'd get Pet Guard savory seafood or Pet Guard fish, chicken, and liver. And maybe I'd do half and half. So he'd beckon him in to that fish smell. And then maybe I'd take some of the dry food that he liked, and I'd put it in, like, not just on top, but I'd kind of press it down with my index finger like raisins inside an oatmeal cookie so that he could smell it, he could see it, he would want it, he would go for it, and he'd start eating the food as well. Some cats, if they're weaned, say if they're weaned on dry food, they think that nothing else is edible. So you got to kind of gently get them into it gradually.
So just a little bit at a time to get them to go over slowly, I guess.
Yes. However slowly you go, just remember what you're doing is much better than what you were doing last week. And how fast you go is not nearly so important as which direction are you going.
Now, what if you have a cat that sometimes doesn't use the litter box and is peeing on the couch and the rug and that kind of stuff? What can you do about something like that?
Oh, there's ever so many things. That, again, you have to find, you start out by finding out the reason why. And sometimes that's not the easiest thing. I would ask a lot of questions. I mean, I've had a situation where it's because the litter box is not properly cleaned, or it's because the child is growing to the grown up to be 3 or 4 years old, and they have the kids playing in between where the cat sleeps and the doorway into the bathroom where the litter box is, and the cat doesn't want to go past there. Or, good one, outside of the window is a bush, and in that bush, the neighborhood wild cats are peeing. They're marking territory right under the window. So the cat jumps up on the bed that's by the window and marks the bed to protect his territory. Uh-huh. So the answer there was trap and neuter those wild cats, and that was never had a problem again. There can be physical problems, so you always want to check it out with your vet.
Now, how can you get a cat that's scratching on furniture how can you train them to use a scratching post?
Get a scratching post that they like better than the furniture. It will be tall enough so the cat has to reach way up to get to the top of it and can stretch while he scratches. It will be very firm. It won't wobble around. It will be covered with sisal, not with something fluffy-wuffy. It will be like the back of a fluffy-wuffy rug. A couple of good ones are...
Anitra, what did you call that? Sisal?
Yeah, S as in Sam. Sisal. It's like if you've ever been on a boat, it's matting that they put down on the deck of a boat to walk on that makes sure you don't slip. Mm-hmm. That's made of sisal.
Okay, great.
Top Cat is good. Karate Cat is good.
I'm making notes, by the way. So how do you get them, though, to start using it? Because it's you just stick it there. And because we've attempted to buy scratching posts for our cats, and we put them down, and we've even put some catnip, but they ignore that, it turns out. And how do you get them to actually use a thing?
Some cats, it's a good question. Some cats like to scratch on the flat, like a floor. You can get, another good thing to get is a disposable scratching post, scratching mat made of corrugated cardboard. If you got their scratching post and it turns out they don't want to reach up, which most cats really do, but some don't, put it down on its side like a tilt board. You pick up the cat and carry the cat to the post. And if it's a tilt board, like a little higher at the base, and then it tilts down towards the floor very gently, put the cat on the post with his head aimed at the downward side, and then stroke his back really firmly, sort of stretching him backwards. And he'll feel such pleasure, his nails will come out and dig in. And you keep scratching him, and he'll start scratching the post. Also, you can put the post in a nice secure place, like a corner, so it's not going to wobble, and put it near the doorway. And when you come in the door, every time you come in, have a greeting ritual that includes running to the post, and you yourself scratch on the post. And he'll probably follow suit and scratch, and you start scratching him after he starts scratching the post.
So this is really the epitome of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, huh?
Yes. I scratch your back, you scratch my post.
Right. Anything else you want to share before we conclude?
Well, the vitamineral mix is a great help. When I first went into cat grooming and health and so on, I gradually got together this marvelous formula that would get rid of dandruff and make the coat look beautiful. But what it was really doing was it was keeping the intestines clean and young, because the coat is a mirror of the health of the intestines. You just put a teaspoon of this into the food, or half a teaspoon even, and just mix it in well, add a little extra water, and you get wonderful results. This has been going on since about 1977. The owners call it the fur food, and we even put that on the label because they couldn't remember vitamineral mix every time they said, what's that fur food? And it's made by PetGuard now, but there's other companies that are trying to copy it and make it in a cheaper way. And, of course, you don't get the good results if you change the formula. So I wanted to recommend that. Also wanted to say the website – the Natural Cat. My telephone number is on the website if people want to book time for a specific consultation for specific problems. They can do that. That's fine. I do not work on the web because I have to ask questions at the same time I'm listening to the problem, and that's awkward on the web.
So if you'd like to learn more about Anitra Fraser, and if you also would like to book an appointment with her, go to thenaturalcat.net, thenaturalcat.net. Anitra, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives. My guest next week will be Jack Canfield. Jack is co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. It's what the New York Times has called the publishing phenomena of the decade. They've sold over 125 million copies worldwide. Jack is also affectionately known as America's number one success coach. He's a Harvard graduate with a master's degree in psychological education and one of the earliest champions of peak performance. He holds the Guinness Book World Record for having 7 books simultaneously on the New York Times bestseller list. He's been on Oprah, Montel, Today Show, and many, many others. And we're going to be talking to Jack next week about his recent bestseller, The Success Principles, how to get from where you are to where you want to be, and how you can apply these principles in your life. Jack is also a longtime friend of mine, and you're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.